The Chinese Football Podcast, brought to you by Wild East Football.
Hello, and welcome to the Chinese Football Podcast, brought to you by Wild East Football. I'm your host, as always, Steve Crooks, and I'm sat here in a compartment in a train surrounded by... Pick a number and double it, and you just heard nine Shenhua fans in a very small compartment. We're having a great time here together, and we're here to share with you a little excerpt, something we don't really do that often, about fan culture, and particularly focusing on Shenhua, which is something that, despite the background Cam and myself come from, we don't do an awful lot of on the pod, so please indulge us, because we're going to get hammered tomorrow in both terms of that word. But I will, before we get into some questions about why we're here, what we're doing, and why it's important to us, and why that really means it's a meaningful club moving forwards, I'd like to briefly introduce you to everybody who is here in the compartment. I'm going to hand the microphone around, going from my right, let everyone give themselves a brief self-introduction. I believe you're all familiar with me at this point, but just to reiterate, my name's Steve. I grew up in Yorkshire. I live in Australia for some reason these days, but I spent my formative years in China, and that's where I fell in love with Shenhua.
Can I get paid for this?
Hello, everyone. This is a Chinese football podcast. Hello, everyone. I'm MHP. I'm a Shanghainese. Actually, we're on the train. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8. 9 people here, and we're going to watch the Shenhua away game in Beijing. Shenhua sucks this season, but anyways, Guan Shabi. I'm Shanghainese too. My name is Lonnie Zhang, and I'm also a Shenhua fan, and I believe our existence is invisible companionship for Shenhua. Although Shenhua's doing not very well this season, but as long as they got us, we will always be there to support Shenhua.
I thought we were going to get through this with no Mandarin, so got Shanghainese and English. I'm Cammy Wilson. I'm the founder of Wild East Football, and I'm the organiser of the beer procurement for this trip. So we're all sitting here in the carriage. There's nine guys. MHP just
ten.
Okay, there's ten guys. Yeah, okay. Ten guys. Yeah. And just before the train left, we finished the bottle of baijiu. That's not an exaggeration. So anyway, you know who I am, and I'm going to pass the mic because you usually hear me prattling on. So now it's time to speak to Mr. Trevor Lamb.
Right. I'm Trevor. American, made the mistake of living in Hangzhou despite loving the sport of football. Wonderful city, terrible football. And I found my way close to the heart of Chinese football by getting close to the Shenhua and SEC.
Hello, I'm Harry. This is my first season with the boys of SEC. And it's my first away trip, and it's the big one to Beijing. So this is going to be a great one, and thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Gabriel. I'm from London, and this is also my. This is also my first season with the SEC. But my first time watching Shenhua was on a school trip when Drogba was, shown to the crowd, and we were facing Beijing Guoan, and we beat them 3-1. We beat the scum 3-1, and so this is like, bringing memories of my first ever Shenhua match. So let's win this again, Guoan Shabi.
Hey, all. My name's Dylan Scher. I've been with the SEC many years. Long-time listener to the podcast. First time fucking it up and having people point at me. I just want to note that I've been to every Shenhua game this year, and long may it continue. I hope that the hammering tomorrow is not too painful. Let's go.
Tell everybody what
about your
attire.
What's the problem?
I would just Everyone in the compartment is frantically wanting to note that I already have changed attire for reasons related to gravity.
Hi, my name is Adam Hughes, and the reason that Dylan is referring to is that he pissed himself. So there we go. I arrived in China in like 2006, but I fell in love with Shenhua in about 2014 or so when I moved to Shanghai. Your fantastic host, Steve Crooks, first invited me to watch Shenhua in a Champions League game when I was free in the middle of the week as a teacher, and the bug bit me, and I've never really been able to escape it ever since. I moved to Europe a year ago, but I'm back tonight because, firstly, he's getting married, and secondly, because we're going to go out to Beijing to beat the fucking scum, so Guan Shabi!
Guan Shabi!
Hey, it's Oli. I've been in Shanghai for 10 years, on the terraces for close to 8 years. My wife is Shanghainese and her family are kind of lapsed Shenhua supporters. Big at the beginning when Shenhua were great, and then they drifted off when the corruption scandals bit in. So I kind of picked up the family connection. This is my 21st game on the road. I've only seen Shenhua win once. So hopefully make this will be a second time. But the reason we travel, it's a great culture, and it's as the boys have said earlier, like, it's a great way to see China and to get to know, you know, like, proper local Chinese people. It's very rare to have that kind of common bond with people, and football is really something that brings us together. So yeah, I'm looking forward to 3 points tomorrow. And yeah, avoiding relegation. And yeah, I love football, I love Shenhua, I love travel.
So I want to follow up on a couple of those points. I mean, I think firstly, you've got a feel for how, you know, this crew that we don't talk a lot about on the podcast, for sure, there's kind of a mystique to it that we want to keep up with the SEC. It's a broad church where we have both old school and new school in terms of the fans who are coming to the games. And something that I really want to get into is, like, look, we talk a lot on the pod about, like, the standard of the league and the teams at the top of the league, and certainly the top three are living in a world of their own. And Shenhua, ever since I started watching them in 2010, year on year, have gotten worse and worse and worse. And they're a Champions League side, as Adam just said, when they first came over. Cam's sniggering, but he's written articles about this on the website. We all know that the side now is not what they were. They were a Champions League side last year, that's a good point. And you know, that cup win was one of those beautiful things I've seen in my footballing life. But what I really wanted to get into is something that I think doesn't get talked about enough, which is the soul and the supporter spirit behind Chinese football clubs, because there's lots that's said in the media out there about, oh, all the money that gets thrown around and China's football dreams, and they're investing in football schools and they're going to win the World Cup in 2050 and all of the rest. And what doesn't really get said is, like, why does a bunch of 10 guys go on an overnight train to Beijing and spend 700 RMB ahead for getting on the train up, let alone the train back down, to watch a really bad team probably lose a game? For me, a lot of it is about needing to be there, and a lot of it is about needing to represent anyway, but a huge part of it also is about being with your mates and the culture of the club, and the fact that you were there when they were good, you're there when they're bad now, you're going to be there when they're good again. I don't know who wants to speak to that. Like, give me a show of hands. Who wants to kind of say something about why they're on this train right now, what it means to them, and what they're hoping to see maybe in the game tomorrow? Cam.
Okay, just, I didn't put my hand up, but anyway, so why am I here? I'm here because the first thing is because I'm a Shenhua fan, and when I first came to Shanghai, it was the year 2000, it was a long time ago, and I went to a Shenhua game in 2001, and it was a great experience, and it was a really eye-opening experience, because, I thought that if I went to a game in China, it would be like a little bit strange, but it was actually quite similar to football back home. And because it was so similar, it made me feel at home, and it made me make a connection with China really quickly. So that was a long time ago, and right, as I speak, there's someone outside the cabin who's waving their hands about as if they're trying to clear the air, because there's 9 guys in a four person cabin. So ten guys in a four person cabin. So as you can imagine, it's not so fresh right now. But anyway, I'm here because I've been in this city a long time. I have a really I had a connection with the city already, and then I got married to a local girl, and I have so many local friends. Two local friends here is Haiping and Jiang Long.
Yeah.
The two guys that introduced themselves
in Shanghainese,
very proudly and very rightly so, use their own language. And even this point is exactly the reason why we're here, because Shanghai is a city with its own personality, especially in a country which tends to be very big on emphasising that everyone is the same, but actually there's lots of individuality in China. So Shanghai FC is a manifestation and an expression of the individual personality of one part of China, and I think that's really fantastic. As someone from UK, football is all about highlighting the different personality and the different culture of different cities, and the UK is definitely a place where every city has its own sense of humour, its own jokes, its own
every town,
own accent, everything. And China's exactly like this. So for us, Shenhua is like a home from home, and that's why we're on this train drinking baijiu and drinking beer and slavering away.
Hey,
all this is Dylan again. I spend a lot of time following Shenhua around the country, and one of the main reasons, and the continent and other continents, I yelled out earlier that we were a Champions League side last year. I followed the side to a place that most people would consider another continent, namely Australia.
Hell yes.
But in football terms, is considered the same continent. Also went to Japan and Korea that same year. I spend a lot of time following Shenhua around precisely because for a lot of foreigners, a lot of Westerners in China, in my opinion, people struggle to find a way to break out of their mold. A lot of people in Shanghai notoriously stay in the sort of French concession, Jing'an area, only go to Western bars, only have Western friends, don't hang out with Chinese or Shanghainese people, don't learn to speak Chinese, and I feel like that's just a waste of time. And one of the things that really hooked me on Shenhua was right away, I found that before the game, after the game, you would be in a bar, you would be in a restaurant with a bunch of other fans, making connections, speaking Chinese, and just all the time, just finding ways to hear people's stories, which I think a lot of foreigners in China don't do enough. So many people are only here for a couple years and then they pass on. Shanghai is a transient city, obviously, being as international as it is. And one of the reasons that I follow Shenhua around all around China is just because it gives me an excuse to go to places that I wouldn't go otherwise.
Beijing.
Beijing, maybe. Beijing is Shanghai Stadium, Jinshan. I actually first lived in Jinshan when I first came to China, but at that time there were no Shenzhen, they were in Nanchang.
There is still.
Beijing is big and notable enough that you might have an excuse to go there, but places like Wuhan, places like Zhengzhou, places like Tianjin, I wouldn't be going to otherwise. And obviously, it's fun to just take an excuse to take a weekend and go away, but I feel like having football to pair with it is, it gives me a reason to go, and it gives me an identity traveling around China, and that's one of the things that's really hooked me on Shenhua, and that's one of the reasons I'm on this train tonight.
Cool, thank you. Very good points from Dylan there, and I want to follow up on something that you said in terms of it's a way to interact and actually make friends locally, because Shanghai especially, and many big cities are like this, it's so easy to fall into a trap of just like living in your expat areas, working in a company where English is the working language and so on. And I mean, to be honest with you, when I first moved to Shanghai, I was personally quite cold on the city. I'd lived in a much smaller city where I lived and worked bilingually, really, between English and Chinese. Obviously, my English was better, but there was not really a need to go out and meet locals, because anywhere you went, you were talking to local people. And then you move to Shanghai, and it's very, very easy to get stuck in this expat bubble. And Shenhua and the football is a wonderful release from that, and also a great way to really get into the city and its culture at the same time. And I'm going to hand this over to Adam, because I know you had a similar experience, and just kind of expand on that a bit.
Well,
There we go. There we go. That's basically how the trip is going for me at the minute. But no, I can't really follow that with anything. Poignant and wonderful. I was kind of just sat there sighing on a
bit. It's okay, don't worry.
I was sat there waiting for that to come out.
Yes, had a really good segue there.
That was beautifully done. What was the least?
Where there was no football, and then you came to Shanghai.
Of course. Ah,
from the top. What's the?
It's okay. He'll cut everything out that you just.
Yeah. So
you're actually gonna have to edit. Two people who were still listening just stopped.
I lived in I arrived in China in 2006 in a very small town which had no football team and had nobody to really follow and was really quite just dire and desperate in need of somebody to follow. And when I was finally able to make the move into Shanghai and join the SEC and the Shenhua team up there and find the group of people there, and it wasn't really just the SEC by themselves, it was just the whole community in Shanghai who just loved watching Shenhua. And that's kind of really what grabbed me and kind of absorbed me into Shanghai, really. And we're being kicked out of the compartment where we speak. But, nope. I don't know. I don't really know, to be honest. But, It was going incredibly. It was incredibly.
You were building.
Fuck me! It was really smelly over here as well. It stings like death.
You were building to a climax. Just like bring it home.
Stay focused.
I think someone farted.
You think more than one person farted?
Yeah,
I want to
check. But I'm sure it was Ken.
I think the same person farted repeatedly. And that's the problem here.
No good.
Alright, so I arrived in China in 2006, like I might have said earlier in my introduction, and there was really nobody to really follow because I came to a tier 3 city and there was nothing really going on. And then one of my friends, Steve, actually at the time, moved into Shanghai and he invited me to watch a game on a Wednesday night. And then, you know, it wasn't really the fact that... It was the fact that you're going into a stadium and the community, the massive, like, fan base of Shenhua just kind of swallowed you in. And there's nowhere in China like Hong Kong, in my mind, that just kind of just absorbs you as, like, somebody is, like, a big part of a bigger communal being. It's just not something that really happens in China, really. You're just absorbed and following this great human mass, and in a country that is, like... So kind of like, well, I'm not going to get into kind of detailed party politics or anything like that, but it's just fantastic to just be part of something which is so like, it just brings everybody together about something so forceful and just makes you just feel inclusive and really against those fucking guan shabby dui. So it's fucking fantastic. And that's really the reason that I'm coming on this trip. And it's a fantastic thing to follow a football club here. And I don't know where you might be listening to this from, where maybe you're in Wuhan or Shijiazhuang or wherever, but the biggest benefit to my life coming into like my social life and my absorption into Chinese life is to follow a football team here. So just go off, do it, watch a game, see who you make friends with, and just fucking go off and do it. And don't burp like that at them because they might find it slightly offensive.
although apparently not that many people have left the compartment. I'm really intrigued to see what the editing does to this podcast. I hope it does a lot, because otherwise the two people who are still listening, my goodness, you're both my parents, and thank you for doing so. But moving onwards, I think we've actually had some really good, you know, conversation topics coming up here, and I can only echo what Adam said, and it goes back a bit to what I said with Brandon in the interview that we did recently as well, and it's a really good point that Brandon raised. Like, if you live in a city that has a football team in China, by goodness, go to watch that team. You'll have a great time. You'll integrate. You'll make friends. You'll get to practice your language in a way that you can't without doing so. I want to shift gears a little bit and talk to the Shanghainese guys in the car what does Shenhua mean to you? Because Shanghai is a world city. Shanghai is an amazing city. And Shenhua, for a long time, was the pride of the city in terms of football. Obviously, they're on a down right now. There's another team that we don't need to talk about who are doing a bit better. But what does it mean to you to represent Shenhua? Is that part of your identity as a Shanghainese? And how did you get into it? And what influence does it have on your daily life, I suppose? Ma Haiping, I'm going to come to you.
Okay.
You can do either English or Chinese.
Okay.
Sahel, okay.
No, I can. I try to explain it this in English. I think, you know, it's like Shanghai, Beijing always like big competition, always, you know. It's like Beijing is like capital of China, and Shanghai is like more fashion. They don't like each other, the two city people, I mean. But, you know, it's like in Chinese top league, from the 90s, I started to watch football from the 90s. It's like early 90s to late 90s. It's like Dalian, Shanghai, Beijing, they are all in the top level. But, you know, it's like old school Shanghainese always think, it's no, Shenhua is not stronger like before. It's you know, it's like Shanghai is not as strong like before, almost more than 10 years. But in my opinion, it's like Shenhua still like strong team in the top level. My opinion, it's like always like, where's Dalian? Where's Guan? You know, we are enemy. You know, it's like that. I think the Guan fans still think like that, like old school Guan fans. Maybe you can see Hengda or Shangang, or it's like, yeah, they are a strong team now. But I think it's if you watch football, Chinese football from the beginning, you don't think those team like Shangang or Hengda will strong always. Yeah, you know, it's like, so I can't miss this game. It's like Shenhua to Beijing, you know. It's like it's like a memory or experience for my for my life, you know. It's something like that. Yeah, so I think it's a very important for me every week to watch two games. One is like a Beijing guest game and Shenhua home game against Guan. Yes, that's very, very important. It's to, you know, we don't even have chance to speak Shanghainese language in Shanghai. So we only can speak Shanghainese. There's few place can speak Shanghainese, like I can speak to Zhang Long in the football stadium. So that's Shenhua give me this memory, remind me I'm still a Shanghainese, you know. But I don't think in Shanghang fans group,
SIPG.
Yeah, SIPG, I don't think they have this culture, you know. They maybe speak Putonghua, you know, so Mandarin, you know. So this, I think some of Beijing fans still think same as me. So that's why I'm here. I must see the game, every year two game, Beijing against Shanghai, Shanghai against Beijing. Yes.
And that's coming from a guy who very nearly missed the train on the way up, but he had to make it here because he cared enough about the fixie to make it. I want to switch to the complete opposite side of the compartment, actually, or at least of the people who are left here after what's happened in the compartment over the last few minutes.
What happened in the compartment?
I don't think we need to share that with a family audience, but I want to say we've spoken to some of the old hands who've been watching Shenhua for a long time. We've got a Shanghainese perspective from Ma Haiping, which is fascinating to have in terms of what it means for his own identity, in terms of a product of his city and a chance to still represent his city. city in a world where there's not many opportunities for that. Gabe, I want to come to you because, you know, you're young, you've been in China a shorter time. I don't want to talk about Spurs because we'd just laugh for 5 minutes if we did so. But, you know, you're relatively young, you've been here a long time, you speak both languages. In my mind, that's almost a profile of someone who's going to be supporting the other side. And so I'd be interested in hearing what it is that's drawn you to Shenhua and why it is that you're here on this train and what it is that you're hoping to take away from this weekend, which, as you say yourself, is your first away trip with the boys.
Steve, do you mean Shanghai International Poker Group?
I'm not saying their name.
Yeah, so I'm not going to mention their name either, but I have said numerous times, thank God that my teacher, who was a Chelsea supporter, took me to watch Shenhua at Hong Kong because he wanted to see Drogba. And that's when I fell in love with Shenhua. And although we went back to the UK because it was a school trip, I kept following Shenhua. And when I came back, first thing I did on our year abroad, I went with Harry and some others to watch Shenhua. And we all kept following them. And, you know, that, as far as we were concerned, that was the Shanghainese team. And I remember when I went to watch Shenhua, I knew nothing about SIPG, obviously, because, you know, they were nobody. They were nobody. And, you know, it's weird because I guess I also say to my friends, I grew up around Arsenal, Chelsea, whatever. But then coming to with Shanghai, it's just like all of a sudden there's SIPG. And I feel like the people who watch that, the people who support SIPG, they're not people who, you know, I know people who
stop to people.
Yeah. I met Shenhua fans who are like, yeah, I used to go watch Shenhua with my dad. He used to take me to Shenhua when I was young, blah, blah, blah. You know, like all these proper Shanghainese people. And then all of a sudden there's people who watch football for like 2 years. Like, yeah, I like SIPG and Man City. I'm just like, oh, jeez. Like, yeah, it's literally like the worst thing about football. It's clubs like these. But, you know, everyone likes different clubs for different reasons. I don't know if it's because I'm English and, like, people really put that into you, like, oh, history is important and all that stuff. Culture of your club, your stadium, the fans. But as was previously mentioned, when I go to Shenhua, I really feel like there's a really Shanghainese feeling about this. And that's also what makes me really love it. And I love Shanghai so much. So much so that I also hate Beijing. And this match is really important for me, as you said, first away game. And also, I just, you know, it's Beijing, like, that's as good as it gets, you know, like, I just can't wait. Yeah.
No, brilliant, and very well put, and very well put. And I think it means a lot to, obviously, everyone who's in this car, and it's a huge rivalry. We really need the points, as Guoran do as well, in fairness, this year. It's an interesting game for reasons at opposite ends of the table. Ollie, I want to come back to you, because I'm in a similar place in some ways right now, in terms of marrying into a family where they're old Shanghainese, and the grandparents, basically, and the parents, you know, used to go to Hong Kong maybe in the 60s, and they follow, you know, Shenhua on the television these days, but they've not gone many times, but it's still probably the first team they look for in the newspapers, and there's that level of kind of, you know, familial following of them. Do you feel that your identity as a Shenhua fan has any impact on that, or has that impacted you at all, or is this like a furrow that you're ploughing on your own?
I think when I first started going to Shenhua games about 8 years ago, there was just a lot of kind of amusement or kind of surprise that, you know, a foreigner would want to go and watch Chinese football. And especially when 8 years ago, Chinese football was really in a down moment. But these days, like, it's a kind of source of family pride. Like, when we go out, have dinner, when we meet other family members we haven't seen for a long time, like, it's always raised that, like, I'm a Shenhua fan. I go and watch Shenhua, and, like, there's a lot of respect. And it's good. I think my participation has actually brought back some interest in the family about, you know, not going to games, but, like, you know, they'll watch on the TV with me, or, like, they'll check the newspaper results. And
because they know you're there.
Yeah. And, like, it's kind of reconnected them, and, like, not even the family, but, like, a lot of my Shanghainese friends. Yeah. Same situation, you know, like, they have a lot of respect for the fact that we go and watch these games and we travel overseas. Like, I went to Japan last year with Dylan. And that's actually, like, so the fact that, like, I can help to reconnect, like, local Shanghainese with a club. And, you know, you can, in British culture, we have this thing, your club is your club. And But, you know, it's understandable what happened here in China, what happened with Xinhua and the scandals that went through. Like, a lot of people got disillusioned, just kind of understandable. So the fact that as, you know, a new Shanghainese, an immigrant to Shanghai, I can kind of help the traditional fan base kind of reconnect and kind of steer them away from the club on the other side of the city. It brings me an immense like source of pride. And actually, something Brandon mentioned on his interview, he said that, you know, he came to study in Shanghai many years ago, and like it wasn't really a city for him. And you know, fair respect. You know, it's not an easy place to live.
They're very different cities.
Yeah, and like you get a lot of foreigners in China saying, "Oh, you know, Shanghai's not the real China. You know, Shanghai's not the real experience, and they don't like Shanghai." But for me, like I see it opposite. Like the reason I love Shanghai is that as a foreigner, as a Nadining, like nobody cares. Like nobody cares that you're a foreigner. You're just another person living in a city. And like when you go to the ground, nobody cares where you're from. You're not special. You're not different. Like no one's like coming up to talk. Like it's because you're a Shenhua fan. Like that's the one thing you have in common. And like especially with Jiang Ai, who's a really famous, recently passed away, bless her socks. A very famous Shanghainese fan, super fan. You know, she went to all the games, and despite everything, she persisted. And you know, like this old lady, I think she was in her 70s or 80s, and what I loved about her was, like, you know, she speaks no English whatsoever, and like rarely wanted to speak Mandarin. But like, you know, you'd go and talk to her, like she would come and find you on the bus or the plane and say hello and see how you are and kind of want to have a photo.
And always take a photo.
And like, you know, she didn't care that like where you're from, that you're a foreigner. Like you were just, for her, you were just SEC and Shenhua, and you wore the colour of blue, you know, and like that to me is like it's the most important thing, you know. Actually, you really do feel part of the fabric of society.
Yeah.
And football really is like, it takes away your nationality, your gender, your skin colour, your sexuality. Nobody cares. And when you're on that North Terrace with the lads and the landmark making that noise, that's the most passionate thing that you can do. And for all the tourists, you know, people that want to watch Chinese football, my suggestion is to try and come on the last day of the season, which is in the daytime. Shenhua games are always in the evening. And if you get a ticket to sit in the top terraces, you can actually see like Luo Jiazui and the Shanghai Tower and Pudong and the Oriental Pearl Tower from Hongkou Stadium. Which is kind of like, it's like the way the stadium and the club connects to the city. And to me, like, that's, I mean, you can't value that, right? That is what we do this for.
Beautifully put again, Ollie. I think we're going to draw a line under it here. I mean, thank you, listeners, for staying with us through this. Hopefully you found it interesting. I mean, for me, it's been fascinating. I think there's a lot that is to be gained from the insights that the guys have shared on this podcast. This shouldn't necessarily be interpreted as a pure Shenhua love-in. Obviously, there is a lot of that going on. But really, I mean, frankly, if you're living in any city where there is a CSL team or even a China League 1 team or even a China League 2 team, go and watch that side. Go and get into your local team, because all of the stories that we're sharing tonight about the trips we've been on, the impact that it's had on ourselves living in our city, how it's helped us connect, that is universal and that is transferable. Obviously, there is a huge Shenhua flavour to some of the stories we've been talking about tonight. We won't apologise for that. That's who we are, and that's why we're here again on this train doing what we're doing. But really, what we want to share with you tonight is football culture and how football culture is represented in Shanghai. And hopefully you've heard some stories from old hands who've always been in Shanghai, old China hands who lived in other cities and then moved to Shanghai, people who are relatively new to the scene, people who have lived in Shanghai their whole lives because they were born here and it helps them represent the native city. I think there's a lot of great stories to be told there. And again, whichever city you're in, that could and probably should be true for you as well. We really just encourage you to go out, follow your local side, see what stories it gives you. It's been a slightly different pod recording. By the time you hear this, we will probably all be suffering on a train back to Shanghai, having seen our team get humped horribly by a team that's going to come second in the league this season. But for this week, this has been your Chinese football podcast brought to you by Wild East Football. And I have been, as always, your host, Steve Crooks. Thank you and good night.
The Chinese football podcast brought to you by Wild East Football.
Ladies and gentlemen, the train is arriving.
Shenhua Shi Guanchun!
Guanchabi!
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 Subego, Subego! E-I-E-I-O! Subego, Subego! E-I-E-I-O! Subego, Subego! E-I-E-I-O! Subego, Subego! E-I-E-I-O!
Stop it. Oh no, none of it recorded.
Da-da-da.
The old ones are the best.